How about Chris now in Feasterville, PA? Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Patrick, and thank you for taking my call. I just have two questions concerning a person who is in mortal sin.
Okay.
If the individual in mortal sin decides to fervently pray, let's say for the health of another family member or for anything whatsoever, would his prayer still be heard and considered as valid by God as a person who is not in mortal sin?
Well, let me ask the question this way. The person who's in mortal sin is willfully in mortal sin and is not repenting, right? This is not a, this is not including a prayer of repentance. Is that right?
Well, that could be the case. I was thinking of a scenario where the church would say that a person is in mortal sin, but suppose the individual was not aware of that fact himself.
Okay. Well, you can be guilty of having committed a mortal sin on a material level, or objectively, but you may subjectively be not culpable of it because, or at least very minimally culpable because you didn't realize that this was a mortal sin. But let's make it a kind of an easy textbook case and say that this is somebody who is, you know, on his fifth marriage, and let's just pile up all kinds of chronic sins that he's involved in on a regular basis, doesn't go to mass, doesn't pray, is not repentant for his sins, and he's asking God to help somebody who needs help. Would that be a fair rendition of the scenario?
Yes.
I would say, based upon Scripture, that God would not hear those prayers, would not listen to the prayers. God listens to the prayers of those who are repentant. So let's say that the same man was in the state of mortal sin and he was repenting of it. And as part of his repentance, he's realizing, oh, I've got to pray for other people too. So he's sorry for his sins. He's repenting. He's asking God for forgiveness, and he's praying for somebody else. Well, yeah, God would certainly hear those prayers. And by hear, I don't mean that can God hear if a sinner's praying. God hears and knows everything. There's nothing that can be known that God doesn't know. I don't mean it in that sense. What I mean is, will God heed the prayers of somebody who is repentant? Yes. We would never be able to be saved if God did not hear the prayers of sinners, because we're all sinners, and if you're in the state of mortal sin and you repent of it, God hears your prayer.
If God did not, in a sense, hear the prayers of a person unrepentant in mortal sin, once that person repents, would God be able to then retroactively go back, as it were, and grant those prayers?
Well, God, of course, existing out of space and time, outside of space and time, for him, there is no past or future. Everything is now. It's hard for us to even begin to imagine that, much less understand it. But it's true of God. So we could say, in a sense, sure. I mean, God can make use of our prayers in eternity, however he wishes to, even though for us in time, the moment has passed. We look back on it and remember it, but God is not like that. He sees everything now. So theoretically, that's true. But let me share with you a verse that may help. This is from John chapter 9, verse 31. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Now, this is a question that was put to Jesus, but Jesus doesn't correct it. He doesn't say, no, that's wrong. God listens to everybody. He lets that stand. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. So there we see, and this is just one of several passages that talks about how if you are in the state of mortal sin, you could pray all you want, but if you're not repentant, God will not heed your prayers because you're not sincere.
Would I, Patrick, would I also be correct in assuming that any good acts which are considered by a person in mortal sin, let's say a person in mortal sin, for example, decides to give to the poor, those acts would not in any way be counted by God. Would I be correct on that?
Yes, and insofar, and now, of course, I am saying yes, only God ultimately determines what he considers and doesn't consider or how he considers something like that. But I think we could be safe in saying as a general principle that there's no merit in almsgiving or helping little old ladies cross the street, or, you know, driving the speed limit, or being a nice person, or, you know, all of those things as at a natural level. That's good. I mean, it's nice when people are that way, but you can have hardened atheists who do nice things and who do good things, and it's not salvific. So there's no merit in those things as far as eternal life is concerned. It only becomes present in the case of the person who loves God and has repented of his sins.
Patrick, this is my very final question on the subject, and thank you. If the individual in mortal sin, let's say he does some good acts, which cannot be granted by God since he's in mortal sin, once he repents and is out of mortal sin, would those previous actions, the good that he accomplished while he was in mortal sin, then be counted by God?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like bad fruit from a bad tree. You know, it's not the kind of fruit you'd want to eat.
Thank you so very much, Patrick.
You're welcome. Great to talk to you. I appreciate it.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.